Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, I want to give a huge shout out to our current show sponsors, and they are Hum Finance. Now, with Hum Finance, you can spread the cost of big ticket purchases up to 30,000 euro when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners. And their list of retail partners is huge. It includes the likes of DID Electrical, Easy Living Interiors, B&Q, Harvey Norman, DFS, and lots more. Retail partners across a whole range of industries: home, electrical, health and beauty, and lots more besides. But what Hum Finance will help you to do is to manage your finances and make larger purchases more affordable. With Hum, it's really easy. You can get approval through their website at shophum.com, H-U-M-M, shophum.com, or apply directly in store. And Flexify Europe, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland, and we would like to thank them sincerely on being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Paul has been in touch with us, and let me tell you what Paul has to say. You probably won't read this message out because your paymasters won't approve, or your bosses won't. But why are we not deporting immigrants when they commit crimes here? They're all coming over here, breaking the law and not being deported. My tax money is paying to keep that animal Pushka in jail for the rest of his miserable life. Why not send him back home and let them pay for it? The left will probably say I'm far right, but they have ruined this country, put all the criminals in a boat and send them packing. I dare you to read this out, says Paul. Why wouldn't I read it out, Paul? My bosses, I am my own boss, and Jeremy is as well. Now, here's what the leader of Sinn Féin had to say on this.
This was last year, by the way.
There
was big trouble over this when she tweeted this, that Mary Lou had to come and defend her when she said this on Twitter.
Okay, it's common sense to deport immigrants who commit serious crimes. Mary Lou McDonald's comments came after it was reported that the party's integration spokesperson, Roscommon Galway election candidate last year, Claire Curran, had deleted a social media post in which she called for deportation to be considered for any immigrant who commits a crime. Now, Mary Lou McDonald said, what Claire said is just a matter of plain common sense. She said, the comments are in line with Irish law, which permits the removal of an individual to their country of origin if they have committed a serious or violent crime. So the question, Paul's argument in his message, which he claimed we wouldn't read out, but we actually did read out, he believes that criminals, people who commit crimes here in Ireland, should be deported out of the state. Like that guy, Pushka, who's serving a life sentence.
Well, let's use him as the prime example for mm-hmm. this conversation, if we will, so we don't get confused and we're not talking about depends on the crime and all that. Let's use Joseph Pushka as the example. Now, my opinion on this is probably going to be different to most of your opinions, but I've thought about this and logically, I don't think they should be deported.
Why?
Okay.
Using him as an example, he will be in prison for the next 15, 20 years, yeah?
Yeah.
And it costs about 100 grand a year to incarcerate a prisoner.
Yes, yeah? It does, yeah.
So that's over nearly 2 million quid of taxpayers' money to keep that animal in prison here in Ireland.
Yeah, and he's an absolute animal. He's an animal. But my fear is, okay, he's in prison here, he's going to do life in prison. I would rather someone like Pushka do life in prison here under the watchful eye of our prison services, as opposed to being sent back to, I'm trying to even remember what country he's from. Remember what country he's from?
I can't remember myself, actually.
Well, I'll find out. He was a European citizen anyway.
Yeah, he was.
He didn't come here as an illegal immigrant. But Pushka, if he got sent back to his native country, his country of origin, if he got sent back there, he could be let out in 5 years. He could be let out in 10 years.
He won't be out in 5 years. He got a life sentence.
No, but at least when he got a life sentence in the Irish jurisdiction.
Yeah.
I would rather him here for us to look after him. Now, somebody tell me.
Slovakia he's from, by the way.
Slovakia. Okay, so if he went back to Slovakia and we made an agreement with the Slovakian justice system that he serves the remainder of his sentence there, what control have we got over that? I never want to see someone like. And by the way, I challenge anybody to question my argument here, because you won't win it, because this makes more sense. I mean, Al Garrett is saying Jeremy is the definition of weakness. Fuck off, Al. Pardon my French. Seriously, how is it weak to want somebody locked up for life? I want the same thing that you do.
Yeah, but why should we have to pay for it? Why should our system have to pay for it?
You're just too stupid to realise what I'm trying to say here, because I want to make sure justice is served. That's why.
Okay, if he was transferred to Slovakia to serve his time in Slovakia...
We'd never hear about him again.
Who wants to hear about him again?
No, I want to know where he is. I want to know that he's in prison. Rotten. That's where I want to know he is.
He'd be transferred to a prison.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
Well, let's assume that he'd be transferred to prison to complete his life sentence. He'll be in prison for 15 years.
Once you're in a different jurisdiction, you don't know what's going to happen and what sort of deal could be struck or something like that. So I think to make sure that justice is served, and this is not a sign of weakness, by the way, not a sign of weakness. This is wanting justice to be served. And if we're talking about Pushka, just Pushka alone, I think that scumbag should be left in prison to rot, but in an Irish prison.
Okay, what about...
Where we can make sure he does not see the light of day.
What about the others, the rest of his family that covered up for him?
Okay, we can't talk about that at the moment because sentencing hasn't taken
place.
No,
but they've been found guilty. Should they be thrown out of the country when they're sentenced?
No, because I don't know what their sentence is going to be. If it's a custodial sentence, yeah, and again, we cannot even guess about what that's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a non-custodial sentence, then yeah, get them out of the country. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
If they're non-custodial. If it is a custodial, let them do it here, so at least we can make sure that they do it fully.
Okay, so you don't like the idea of repatriating a criminal to serve their time in their home country. You'd rather pay for it yourself.
Oh, no, I don't want to pay for it. But there's lots of things I don't want to pay for. I don't want to pay for methadone programs for junkies. I don't want to pay. No, I'm happy.
Okay, but €2 million will be spent on Joseph Pushka being kept in prison here in Ireland.
And hopefully it's a life of misery, because that's what he did. That's what he deserves. A life of absolute misery.
We'd like to hear from you on 085 825 2626. Should criminals who are convicted in the Irish courts be deported to serve their time in their home country? That's the question we're asking you. Our number is 085 825 2626. Should criminals be deported to serve their time in their home country? This is Eddie.
That's a good topic today. Here's my two bobs worth. If an immigrant is still under the asylum process, trying to get citizenship, etc., and they commit a crime, 100%, no doubt about it, I think everyone agreed they should be turfed out. I would also go as far as say, once you claim your naturalised Irish citizenship, that should come with a caveat that for 5 years afterwards, if you commit any crimes, you're out the door as well. Now, these countries that we deport them back to, how do we know that they're going to fucking get jail time over there and they're going to fully serve their sentence? So if it meant for serious offences to get locked up here, and I don't agree with fucking getting out for good behaviour because you didn't show your victim good behaviour, if it means that the only way we get justice is locking them up here, I know it's going to cost us money, I'd still rather take their fucking civil liberty away and then turf them out.
Una, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Una.
Hi, guys. Congratulations, Adrian.
Oh, thanks very much indeed, Una.
What I like to say is, them poor children deported from the school, they weren't criminals, were they?
Say that again?
The children that were deported from the school, they were talking about you today.
Oh, sorry, yes.
Yeah, they didn't cause any trouble.
No, they didn't.
No, they didn't, and they were deported. Now, what I like to say is, it is the tax money that's paying for them, the prisons at the moment are full, and so we're adding on. So in that case, more of these guys will cause trouble or whatever they do and put in the jail. So we've no room for them. Bring them home.
So somebody like Pushka, who's serving life for murdering Aisling Murphy, should he be sent home to Slovakia to serve his time in a Slovakian prison?
Yes, most definitely.
Okay.
I know the crime is here, but he's not from here. Yes, he should. Definitely.
That is the easy way out, and I'll tell you why. If you look at it, if I were on holidays in Indonesia next week and I committed a drugs crime, now the penalty for drugs in Indonesia, you could get whipped and 25 years. And I was in court, and the judge in Indonesia said, well, Jeremy, you've been convicted. You can either do your sentence in Indonesia or you can do it back in Ireland. I'd be delighted to do it back in Ireland. That's the easy, as far as I'm concerned, that is the easy way out for these scumbags.
Why? How is it the easy way out?
Send them back to their native country where they know everybody, where they're... Of course it's easier.
But prison time is prison time, regardless.
No, it's not. Prison time in a foreign country where you don't... Pushka, from what I believe, doesn't even have a word of English. So doing hard time in a foreign country, I believe, is harder time.
What would you say to that, Una?
No, I don't agree with you there, Jeremy. They should. They're not from Ireland. They committed a crime here, a bad crime that he did. He should be thrown out, not deported, thrown out of this country. And let his own governor, the river, look after him. We've enough on our own plate without him.
But that is my fear. How would they look after him? And they might decide in 10 years' time, oh, he's taken up too much prison. We don't know how strict the judiciary is in the... What country does he come from again? Slovenia, is it?
Slovakia.
Or Slovakia. We don't know how strict things are there, what the prison...
But obviously he would only be transferred if he was serving the same sentence that he was given here.
But you'd have no guarantees that they're going to follow through with that sentence. At least we know where Pushka is now. We know he's rotting in a cell where he belongs, yeah?
Yeah,
and he ain't going anywhere.
No, that's fine.
He's not going anywhere. I can sleep at night knowing that scumbag.
But knowing that it's going to cost €2 million to keep him in prison here in Ireland. €2 million.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Yeah,
it's a lot of money. But the only other alternative, and there's no point even mentioning that, is the death penalty. We don't have it. It's never... There's people messaging in saying we should have the death penalty. That's never going to happen.
Not in our lifetime.
That's never going to be brought back. So that is the point I'm trying to make. I think it's more difficult for these people to do time in a foreign country.
But Una, you would sooner he be literally turfed out of this country to serve his time in his home country.
Yeah, well, he won't be let back here. So I don't know what Jeremy's on about. He won't be let back to Ireland again. So if he commits crimes again, it won't be here
Sorry, my concern isn't that Pushka would ever end up back in this country, but I just want to see... I want to see justice being served. And the justice was, he got his life sentence. I want to see him carry out every day of that. I want to see him rot in prison and never be released.
And that applies to anyone, any foreigner who gets conviction here, who's jailed here, do you believe they should serve their time here?
But if you commit a crime in Australia, say if there's loads of Irish in Australia, if an Irish man, Paddy, who lives in Sydney for the last 5 years and is working in Sydney, if Paddy stabs someone to death in Sydney tonight, he'll be tried in an Australian court and he won't be sent back to Mountjoy.
No, he could be transferred back to Ireland.
Rarely happens.
Stay there for a second, Una. Our number is 085-825-2626. This is the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good. Congratulations to Laura and yourself.
Thanks very much, Niamh. Thank you. Now, what did you want to say on this?
I agree with Jeremy on this one. He killed an Irish citizen. He committed a crime in this country. My worry would be, I don't know much about his country of origin, in fairness, but we do know that corruption can be rife in countries. The judiciary could be paid off. He wouldn't serve a day. And he's then free to wander around Europe and kill more people. You can't fix somebody like him. So I prefer to see him do every single day of his time here than deport him. And, put a big thing on Interpol. Mark his name, mark his family's name, because they're no better than him. But he killed a citizen of this country. Her family live in this country. Her family deserve to see justice, and they deserve to see him rot in prison. As Jeremy said, we don't know what's going to happen when he leaves this country. We can't judge anymore. We can't put conditions on their judiciary. So I'd prefer to see him do his time here. We know where he is. He's locked up like an animal, and let our lads take care of him, because they will.
Okay.
I'm sure they're giving him a very warm welcome.
I'm sure he has gotten a very warm welcome, all right. Mind you, I would imagine he'll receive just as warm a welcome in his home country as well. He committed murder, and murder is illegal in every country in the world.
I know, but you just don't know. That is just what worries me. You hear stories about, you know, the brown envelopes that pass through, people not, you know, serving a year for murder, something ridiculous. And we can't do anything once he leaves the country. He's out of our hands. We've handed him back. And I just don't want to hand him back. I want to see him do his time. What he did was absolutely horrific. Personally, I prefer if he never saw the light of day again. Unfortunately, he has to, because he's a relatively young man. So he'll be relatively young when he gets out. Then get him out of the country, never to return. But what happens to him when he's here, after he kills somebody from our country, he serves time in our country. He serves every day of it.
And does it not bother you that it is costing this country probably about €2 million to keep that guy incarcerated at our expense?
It does, but I mean, look at it. It costs money to keep every prisoner in prison. So should we just let them all out?
No.
You know, it costs the same amount whether he dies or
not. Why not let his home country foot the bill?
Because we don't know that they will. And that's my worry. We don't know. This man deserves what he got. He deserved twice what he got. But unfortunately, they couldn't give it to him. But to just say, right, fine, you guys have him. We just, you know, I just like the fact that he's been punished here, that he is facing people in prison, some of whom may have known her or know of her. And, you know, I hope he's having a lovely time.
And I agree with you, Niamh. People are getting this boat completely wrong because they don't have the mental capacity to understand what we're actually saying. But I agree with you. The family of Ashley Murphy deserve to see justice served in their country, that they know that he's locked up in a prison in this country.
But like I said, murder is murder, no matter what country in the world you're in.
But the punishments aren't the same no matter what country you're in. That's the problem. You couldn't give a brown envelope. Well, I hope you can't give a brown envelope to a judge over here and get out scot-free. But you can in other countries. And what if his is one of those countries and there's a massive GoFundMe or something and he gets off? Or he only does 5 years instead of what he should be doing. You know, just keep him. He committed the worst crime you can do to a person and their family. So allow his family to know that he is suffering here.
I'm just looking up there as you're talking, Niamh. A lot of people will argue that our justice is very lenient, and somebody serving life out of prison in 15 years.
But okay, go on.
Let me finish. In Slovakia, a life sentence actually means life. And you can't apply for parole until you're at least 25 years in prison. So the point I'm making is somebody like Puška would spend more time in prison in Slovakia than he would here.
No, he probably won't, because we convicted him to a 15-year sentence. Therefore, he'd have to be tried and sentenced again in Slovakia to get more. So they won't do that. So they'll just put him in prison for the amount of time that he was given here. So he'll still only get 15 years, whether it's Slovakia or Ireland. They'd have to retry him and re-sentence him, you know, to bring it up to their level. And they're not going to do that. They'll just go with what we gave them, which is the 15 years.
Okay, do me a favour, Niamh. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, you can send us a WhatsApp or a WhatsApp voice note to that number. This is Amanda.
Hi guys, Amanda here. Jeremy, I'm not sure where you think the government are getting all this money from, because yesterday when we were discussing about the thousands of kids in Ireland who live in poverty and that their parents could receive a little bit of extra money, only a couple of hundred quid, you were in uproar. But now today you want us to pay millions to keep prisoners here that we don't want, that aren't from here. You know, you can't have both. the country's not made of money and we need to make a decision. And I think the right decision is to send them back in. Send them back to where they belong if they've committed crimes. And we don't have to then pay the footnote bill of millions for them. We've kids living in poverty. They're the ones who need the money.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Angela, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Angela?
I'm good. Can I just say congratulations to you, my dear? And without you, don't get this the wrong way, without you, there wouldn't be a grandchild because you had your daughter and your daughter had the child. So you should be congratulated.
Thanks very much, Angela. Thanks very much indeed. Now, what did you want to say on this?
Right. Okay, I'm going to ask Jeremy our big analysis scenarios, all this kind of thing, right? So, Jeremy, would you rather have Pushka in prison here or would you rather them send him home and put in one of the paedophiles that they're letting off with child pornography because there's no places?
Well, he's not actually here at this very second. But the argument here is that getting him, what you're trying to highlight is getting him out of the country will free up a bit of prison space, basically.
Yeah. Bring up prison space, and I sent you on two pictures there. That's just a rough. I've been around Mountjoy and I've been around Limerick Prison on tours. I spent 3-4 hours in both of them, and I can tell you it's not misery in there. It's far from it. I sent you on two pictures. Prisons have been updated now. They're not slopping out. They have their own bathrooms. They have their own televisions. They have their Xboxes. They have their kettles. They have everything. So would you rather a murderer from another country go home where they don't have that, or leave him stay here and get his 3 meals a day and get him learning the law and get him? No, I don't want him here.
The worry, and you could hear that worry from a number of callers, the worry is that they may not do a sufficient amount of time when they're sent abroad, even though, as I mentioned, in the case of Pushka, the prison term for life imprisonment is actually more severe than it is here.
Look, the argument here is that, you know, the argument I'm putting up is nobody wants to serve time in a foreign country. You look at the two drug mules. Remember the Peru? Remember the Peru to McCain McCollum and Melissa Reed, yeah? So when they were found guilty of drug dealing, what was the one thing that their legal team sought? That they do their time in the UK because they didn't want to be stuck in a prison cell halfway across the world in a foreign country.
Exactly. They didn't want it. Because they know what the prisons are like there.
No, everybody wants to do time in their home country.
Jeremy, listen to me. It is nothing to do with it being in their home country. Pushka can be in a prison cell and he can be on video call home to wherever he's from, to Slovakia, to wherever. Because now they do that. You don't have to travel into a prison anymore to see who you want to visit. They do video calls now. Right? So that has nothing to do with it. It's the conditions of the prison. That's what they're fighting against. The conditions of the prisons in every other country are nowhere close to the ones in Ireland.
Okay, I just got a message in a moment ago and it says, most prisons around the world are worse than ours, so send them back
it's
to where they
most.
Came from.
It's all. Every prison throughout the world is nothing. I was in the apartment in Limerick, in the women's prison in Limerick. I was in the apartment where it had a kitchenette, where it had its little dining room, its little sitting room, its bedroom and an ensuite, right? That's the new women's prison in Limerick. All the men now, because we're overcrowded, there is two in a cell. But all of those cells are designed for one person. They're looking at putting phones in every cell. A lot of them have phones now.
Okay, so your argument is get them out of our prison system.
Yeah.
If they're convicted here in Ireland, send them back to where they came from to serve their term there. And obviously, don't ever let them back in again.
No, and I think what should also happen is, right, you should be allowed to get hold of their bank account, okay?
And if you are on social welfare, you take out the money for the flight and give them 500 quid and out you go. You keep the rest of what's in the account because that is government money.
Okay, so anybody convicted in the Irish courts who's a foreign national should be deported out of this country to serve their time where they came from.
Yeah, you've come over here. Jake Pushka, you came over here and you murdered someone in this country. You were a guest in this country. You were a visitor in this country.
I would love to hear. No, I don't know if they've ever spoken about it. I would love to hear Aisling. If we're talking about Pushka as an example, I'd love to hear from Aisling's family and see how they feel about it. I wouldn't like to guess what their opinion would be. But if I were that family, I would prefer to have him in a prison.
Why, what difference does it make? I can go and visit him.
Tell you now, Jeremy, if it was me, okay, if it was me, and this is why this upsets me, is because my niece's name is actually Aisling Murphy. And if it was me and he murdered my niece, I want him gone out of this country. Gone, gone. I'd want him. I don't want to even hear his name again.
And would you not be concerned that he might not serve as severe a sentence in a foreign land?
Well, over here, it's 12 to 20 years is a life sentence, right? In other countries, as you said, and it shouldn't be a retrial. You're being transported back because you were found guilty of murder in another country. That's what you get when you go over there.
Okay, stay there for a second, Angela. I've been asked to play this WhatsApp voice note for you from Henry.
Hi, guys. What guarantee can the Slovakian government give that Pushka would serve his full sentence? He and his family over there could end up lobbying the lawmakers and get his sentence annulled, and then he'd be back out in the streets and he could end up killing again. He should definitely serve his full sentence here. At least we know where he is.
Now, Angela, do you want to respond to that?
No, because everyone's given out about a certain judge, right, saying that he's leaving paedophiles off because they're found with child pornography, okay? 99% of that reason is because there's no space. There's actually no space and no rooms because we're overrun with foreign immigrants in jail, right? So I would prefer that it goes back, that's what the agreement is. He was found guilty here of murder. He goes over there. He's locked up straight away for murder. It's not he's retrialed. Why would he have to be retrialed in another country?
No, because he has his conviction here, and the authorities there should recognise or should accept that, and he should serve the time that he would have served here. Stay there for a second, Angela. Let me go to Joe.
Morning, boys. Congratulations, Adrian, on being a granddad. Listen, the prison system at home's a joke anyways, and there's enough of fucking guys in Ireland to fill the prisons. I'm not for deportating people like refugees and stuff all the time, but if you commit a crime, you do the time and do it back in your own country. I'm in Canada here, I'm a permanent resident, and if I get caught for drink driving or misdemeanor or whatever and I get sent to court, I'll be deported back to Ireland too. So it should be the same over there. Full stop.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland. About opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
John, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
How you doing, Arjun? How you doing, Jeremy? Quick one for you, guys. So here's the story. Look, I was listening to both sides there. If it was my daughter, I'd want to know whatever step he's making, you know, and you're not going to be able to do that when he's over in Slovakia. I'd want to know every day of every time that he's serving here in Ireland. I want to know that. I would want to know that as a father and as a family. And I want him to stay there for the rest of his life, well, for the rest of the right to the day of the 15 years or whatever many years he's feeling. And another thing, Adrian and Jeremy, there should be a parole system in here very, very fast. That if they don't, you know, what are they doing in America? If they're not shown any, you know, if they're not ready for coming back out of the prison, even if they're getting deported, if they're not ready for going back into the public domain, they should be given another 10 or another 5. They'll see it in another 5 years if you're not ready. Same as America do. The parole system, I think, is a great. I think the prison system in America is great. I mean, we should learn a lot off Americans, you know.
So let me ask you then. A lot of people, when they hear that it is going to cost this state maybe 2 million euro to incarcerate somebody like Joseph Pushka, that makes them feel physically ill, that we're putting that bill for a foreigner instead of just getting rid of him out of the country.
Yeah, but as we all said there, everybody's saying the same thing. We're all singing from the same hymn sheet. We don't know whether he's going to serve the full life sentence, you know. And for that, for me, would be a problem, because if the Irish government says, well, we're going to deport him.
But like I said to you, John, his conviction
is for murder.
If you're convicted of murder in Slovakia, the prison term is actually longer than it would be here.
We want to have garden tears, agent, you know, and for that, but even leaving that aside, me, I'm getting personal about this. As I say, if it was a member of my family, I'd want to know where he is every day of the week. You know, every day of his sentence for the rest of his, you know, entirety up to 12 or to 15 years. Yes.
John, have you ever seen inside an Irish prison?
I have, yes, of course I have, yes. Well, I haven't seen inside it. I know what it's all about. Yeah.
No, I didn't ask you that. Have you actually been inside in an Irish prison?
I have not been in snow, thank God, no, and I never will.
It's a bloody hotel.
Yeah, no, I get all that. But the fact of the matter is, what I'm saying is, Angela...
John, no, there's a big difference between the Irish prison and the American prison.
I know, I get that, Angela. But what the point is, Angela, you know, we're not in the we're not in, you know, the Murphy's shoes. You know, I can't speak for the Murphy's either, but if it was me... I'd want to know where he is every day.
What about in general, John? If somebody commits a crime here in Ireland and they are a foreign national, do you support them being incarcerated here and not sent home?
See, only for murder, agent. Only for rape and murder should you be incarcerated. Because that's the serious offences, you see. That's what, you know. Now, you see what that last guy just said there, that he's in Australia? If he's caught for drink driving, he's deported straight away. That's it. That's what we should be doing here. Sorry?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
No, it's not what you're talking about. We're talking about murder and rape here. A minute ago, we were talking about murder and Pushka.
No, we're talking about, they were using Pushka as an example.
Well, misdemeanors, you should be shown. Misdemeanors, you should be on the boat and on the plane. Hold on for a minute, Andrew. We're not listening to you.
No, I'm actually saying something here, John. Yeah. Any person that is convicted here criminally, get them out of the country.
Not at all, Angela. No, it's not all. No, I agree. I'm not telling you, Angela. You're not listening to me. You need an earbud to your ears. You're not listening to me. You're not saying it already. So only rape and murder, you should be kept here. You've done your sentence all the way to the day. And you can't keep an eye on them in a foreign country, Angela. I'm not explaining this to you already.
But so you're not keeping an eye on them here. If they go over there, they're going into prison.
But how do we know for how long? If the Irish government give them a life sentence, how do we know they're going to be kept for a life sentence over there? We don't know that. Hold on, Andrew. You said already that you know about the Irish prison system, and we all do. We have a fair idea. But we don't know what goes on behind closed doors.
Yeah.
But
are you going to tell me that a guy that is an immigrant here, right, and robs a house and gets locked up for a year? Are you?
I told you. I'm not telling you already, Andrew. Get them out of the country if they're robbing houses or drink driving.
Listen to me. I'm asking you a question. Or would you rather them send that fucker over someone else and put it in a paedophile that's caught with child pornography that gets a suspended sentence?
I've no problem with what you said there. Misdemeanor offences, yes. But when it comes to rape and it comes to murder in this country, keep them here to the day that they are serving. Because we can't...
John, I don't understand what the difference is.
Well, I tell you what the difference is because what I'm saying is I'm afraid of the sentences that won't be carried out for life over here won't be done over in their country. How do we know that? Are you going to be there on the day? Are you going to be watching? I'm sure you're not.
John, you would have to assume that somebody being transferred to serve a sentence, that an agreement is reached with the prison authorities in that country that he will serve the time that he was due to serve here.
Okay, so, Adrian, you've been in
By the way, we're talking about a European Union country. We're not talking about the back of beyond.
Yeah. Well, we want to watch what we see, what we wish for here, because I'll tell you, well, as I said to you already, you know, and going with Jeremy Dixon on this is because of the fact is that we would, well, I personally, as I said to you, but I gave you my personal, you know, if I wanted this, if it happened to my family, but I would want anybody anyway to feel right and knowing that they're going to serve their time out at, right down to the last year, right down to the last day. You know, as I say, people have went to other countries, and we've seen this in the past, and they've appealed their sentences in their countries. And then, you know, they can get the fuck away with everything they can, you know, or anything that they can, if they can. You know, at least if it was done here, it's done here. And we know that for the murder or for the rape or whatever it may be. But misdemeanor crimes, yes, deport them straight away for that, for the drink driving, for, you know, robbing houses, do what you know, in them circumstances. But for murder and rape, definitely see them out of the day here when you know, when they're locking them up.
All right, do me a favour. Stay there for 1 second, John, if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. Jason.
Afternoon, Adrian. Afternoon, Jeremy. Very, very good topic. I agree with Jeremy, Adrian. I mean, they're under no obligation to keep him. I mean, and some of these countries we send them back to, I mean, they'd be let out. I mean, they won't want to pay to keep them. Why should they? I'd let them do at least half the sentence here and then see about sending them back. But as soon as the sentence is up, they should be deported. No ifs or buts about it. I don't care if you have an Irish passport. If this isn't your place of birth, your country of birth, you're going back to your country of birth. But no, I have to agree with Jeremy on this. I want to see him do prison. I want to see all his family do the prison here if they're convicted and then deported. They've taken enough out of this state. Just because you're a European citizen doesn't mean you can go to another European country and live there forever without contributing. I think it's 3 months and then the government have the right to send you back to your own country. But we have a weak government that won't do that. So maybe we start implementing the laws that we have, the place to be better. And, you know, thanks, lads.
All right, Jason, thanks very much indeed. Emma.
I don't think that we should be wasting our money on him. Send him back to where he's from. And also, he's probably sitting in our prisons playing fucking PlayStation and stuff. He should be in one of them cells with tiny cells with 20 people in a cell, nowhere to sleep, nothing. Absolute fucking torture for him. Instead of probably has a couch playing PlayStation, nice cozy little living. Jesus Christ, some people I've talked to before that I've met, like just along the way, I've done things. They actually have said, like in the winter, it's better in fucking Mountjoy and in prison than it is on the streets here because you get everything. So he's probably happy out in there.
All right. Thank you very much indeed, Emma. And finally, Keith.
Well, if you want to stop these racists coming in, before you have a chance to deport them, why not get somebody to stand, check their passport, and turn them back and give them a boot up the hole and send them fucking back to where they came from? All the welcome brigade out there is all happy to point out what the Irish do when they step out of line. But they're our own scum to deal with. We have guards here to deal with them. We bring the third world in and all the other Muslim countries in. And we have to feel sorry for them because of what they went through. Look, not letting them in will solve the problem. And deport what we fucking have here will solve the fucking problem.
All right, Keith, thanks very much indeed.
No, Keith. You can't... Again, you must be watching that. What's that movie where they can predict people are doing crimes? That's a movie called Minority Report, where they were able to predict that someone will commit a crime before they commit a crime. You cannot determine that someone is going to commit a crime before they actually commit the crime. You can't stop someone at the border and say,
You're going to commit a crime next week.
Nobody knew that Pushka was going to commit that crime before he committed it.
Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy. If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify. Thank you for listening. We'll catch you on the next one.